Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sometimes, creepy visitors aren't just mists or shadows. Sometimes, they're terrifying full-bodied entities that interact with us, that confuse us and scare the living daylights out of us. Have you ever had a strange visitor like this? Maybe you will soon after hearing these stories. Ragman. West London, UK. 2002. Uma was 6 months pregnant with her third child. She was at home in bed and, as many a pregnant woman will know, she had to get up frequently to go to the toilet in the early hours of the morning. She was lying on her back trying to settle back to sleep, and she got to thinking about the baby and the future to come. Eyes half closed, she thought about her older children and how quickly they were growing. She looked out through her bedroom door, which was ajar, and could see the dim light that they would always leave on in the landing area. The children always found it comforting to have that light on at night. Feeling at peace and feeling like she could fall back asleep at any minute now, she noticed her bedroom door open and assumed it was one of her children. But soon, the backlit silhouette of a short and quite wide person stood in the doorway. As the door opened, it then walked into the room. Her eyes wide open in shock, she watched as what appeared to be a little man walk across the floor at the foot of the bed, and it started to come up to the side of her bed right next to her. As he came closer in the room, more light from the streetlights outside the window made him more visible. She could see that it looked like an old man with wispy white hair. It had a round face and a stereotypical old man's build with pot belly and rounded shoulders as well. Uma saw him in terrifying detail and was frozen in a strange combination of shock and fear. She couldn't see much of his face until he got nearer, and as he got nearer, she saw that his face was round and fat. He wore old man's trousers in a kind of yellowy fawn colour, and his pants were held up with a kind of string which she recognised as baler twine. He also had on a string vest, and she could see his white chest hairs. Now, you're probably wondering why she had time to see so much detail and not scream or run. Well, she said that abject fear overcame her, and she just didn't know what to do as his face came into focus. Creepily, he bent over towards her, to look at her even closer. As he moved, he wheezed slightly. He stared at her for a time, and Uma was absolutely petrified. She looked and saw that his mouth was stuffed with rags, and that it looked like strips of cloth were hanging out of it. He bent and put his face very close to hers, and looked closely into her eyes. Her own eyes tearing up as she was too afraid to move, she could see that his eyes were that pale milky blue you associate with cataracts. As you can imagine, at this point the sheer terror was too much, and she was able to scream at him to go away and swore at him. But she still couldn't move her body. This went on for only a few terrifying seconds, but it felt like a lifetime. Her husband next to her heard her scream and woke up and shook her gently to check on her. The ugly, strange figure had disappeared, and she could move again. Had she been asleep? Hallucinating? She sat up and shook herself in disbelief. What had just happened? Uma still has no explanation, and still gets chills and goosebumps whenever she recalls her meeting with the Ragman. Mocking in Maidstone. Maidstone, United Kingdom, circa 2009. Andrew and his wife had been married several years, but the relationship was experiencing some hard times and they were sleeping in separate beds. Andrew was sleeping in the spare bedroom of the matrimonial home, and with him in the room was his loyal dog and best friend, Rex. Rex was an English bull terrier and always wanted to be around Andrew. His favourite thing at night was to sleep on the foot of Andrew's bed. Early one morning, he and Rex both awoke as they felt that something was wrong. It was as if there was a presence in the room. Andrew looked around, thinking that maybe his wife was in the room, but he couldn't see anyone there. His attention was soon drawn towards the door of the room, and there he finally saw it. A figure stood there by the door. He could only describe it as a hag-type goblin, and it was about 1.2 meters or 4 feet in height. It was extremely ugly, and it simply stood there, looking at both Andrew and Rex. Rex noticed it too, and whimpered a little, not daring to move. This ugly creature, standing there before them, broke into a chuckle, and was soon visibly laughing at them, but absolutely no sound was coming out of its mouth, and it made no sound as it moved about either. Poor old Rex was clearly spooked. With his ears down in fear, he looked at Andrew as if looking for an explanation, and then looked slowly back at the hag. Rex let out another soft, scared whine as he stared in obvious fear of this thing being in the doorway. The vision may have only lasted a short time, but Andrew felt scared and intimidated in an encounter that seemed to last ages. After the creature had had its fun, terrifying and mocking Andrew and Rex, it simply vanished. Unable to sleep for the rest of the night, Andrew sat up with Rex and watched TV. Now, though it may not be related to the creature, 3 weeks after this happening, Rex was diagnosed with cancer and died several weeks later. And in 3 months' time, Andrew and his wife had completely separated. To this day, Andrew knows what he saw was real and hopes to never, ever see it again.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Wake up and smell the gnocchi. Claremont Meadows, New South Wales, Australia, circa 2010. Frida was fast asleep in her bed, her husband fast asleep next to her. She'd had a big day at work and was glad to have some shut-eye. She must have been in a deep sleep for a while because she doesn't recall being restless. But at some very early hour of the morning, she suddenly felt as if someone were touching her leg. She thought it may have been her husband at first, and then realized that not only was this hand touching her leg, it was shaking her leg. Frida woke up confused. Uh-huh. Half dazed, she looked at her husband, who was still fast asleep next to her. She then looked to the other side, expecting it to be one of their children. But instead, she saw an old woman with grey hair standing there. She didn't recognize the old woman standing by her bedside, but she wasn't immediately terrified of her either. The old woman talked to her in a hurried voice. "Come on, Frida, get up. Wake up, Frida. We have to go make the gnocchi." Confused and still half asleep, Frida got up out of bed and slowly made her way to the kitchen. She started getting out the necessary ingredients and utensils to make gnocchi. Flour, a bowl, and after a minute or so it dawned on her. What the hell was she doing? She was half asleep and starting to make gnocchi in the middle of the night? She thought to herself, how did I get here? And then remembered the old lady rushing her to get the gnocchi made. Shaking her head, she thought about who the old lady could be. And, quite annoyed and still very, very tired, Frida slowly made her way back to bed. Cuddling up to her pillow, she soon fell back asleep. A short time later, she was awoken again by the old lady standing at the end of the bed and shaking her leg. This time, the old lady was very clearly annoyed, even angry. Wake up! Get up! Hurry up! We need to make the gnocchi! How could you go back to sleep? Frida now looked back up at the old lady she did not recognize, and very angrily and clearly yelled to her, F*** off! And went back to sleep. In the morning, when Frida awoke, she sat up and remembered the weird dream she'd had the night before about an old woman wanting her to make gnocchi. Almost giggling to herself about the weird dream, she decided to go to the kitchen to make her breakfast. Standing at the doorway to the kitchen, she froze in shock. On the bench were all the items she had taken out the night before to start cooking. Maybe it hadn't been a dream after all. Thanks for joining me, and don't forget to listen in next time for more chilling true tales. If you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic, and you won't miss another episode. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale, so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.